Now, can I ask you about the Reynolds Foundation here in Tulsa? You were so closely tied to TU, a member of the Board of Regents as well. You must have had some influence on that donation.
Well, I did, and Fred Smith, bless his heart, rescued me when I made the presentation to the board about the University of Tulsa. It was different than any other grant we had made because the Reynolds Foundation made grants that covered 100% of the building costs, and we didn't want other participants in the construction and equipping the building. Well, TU had already kicked off construction of their new basketball center and was asking for us to grant $15 million, which was half the cost of the building. And we had never done a participation before and haven't done since. That was the only one of its kind. And the trustees were a little reluctant to do that since it had already kicked off and was being built. But Fred Smith rescued it and said, I think Reynolds would have liked this.
So again, as you're making these grants, you knew that Donald W. Reynolds was very interested in building buildings, and you carried on that mission.
Yes.
And Fred Smith is still, what's his position?
He's still the chairman of the foundation. He was the president of the company when I started representing Mr. Reynolds. Reynolds finally decided that he had run the company long enough, and I suggested to him that why don't you retire and let Fred run the whole thing? So he did. He let Fred take over as chairman of the board and ultimately become chairman of the foundation.
It was largely just capital grants for buildings. Is that all the foundation did?
No. In addition to the building program, we developed a cardiovascular clinical research program at four different medical schools, one of them being Johns Hopkins in Washington, D.C., Harvard Medical School in Boston, Southwestern Medical Institute in Dallas, and Stanford Medical Institute. Those programs were to look into cardiovascular research and try to establish ways in which the heart program could be improved. Then there was a program for aging and quality of life, where we have given grants to over 40 medical schools to improve their treatment of the aging. In addition to that, there are the grants that we made to Mount Vernon and to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C.
You know, I got to say, here you are really with foundations and grants and contracts. I can't help but think about the C you got in contracts when you were in school. And yes, that's essentially what you ended up doing.
Yes.
A lot of work in contracts.
Absolutely did. But I learned from him. He taught a lesson.
Who did?
Elbridge Phelps, my professor in contracts.
It's remarkable, the philanthropy of Donald W. Reynolds and Franklin and Grace Burnson that we've been talking about. But it has to give you a lot of good feeling that I know it's not your money, but you are giving advice and you're making suggestions that are good, to know the good that you've helped provide.
Well, it's a great feeling. It's a career in itself that I've engaged in since Franklin passed away in 1984. It's been very fulfilling. Of course, the Reynolds experience was a whole different dimension from the Burnson, but I still am actively involved in Burnson. I'm now retired from Reynolds as of this year.
You were involved personally in Tulsa, too.
Oh, yes.
In various ways.
Well, that helped me establish the Reynolds Foundation and a direction for it because of my experience that I'd had with Burnson. I was able to identify a financial investment advisor for the Reynolds Group, which they use to this day. It also identified a way to proceed with distribution of the assets. It's been most rewarding for me.
You're sitting here with a shirt that says, the first tee, Tulsa. Mm-hmm. So you have an interest in golf. I suppose it goes back to your father.
Yes.
So are you involved with First Tee?
Well, I support the First Tee. The Burnson Foundation is one of the strong central supporters of the First Tee organization. Burnson Foundation, of course, is restricted to doing things here in Tulsa. We give out $1.5 million to $2 million a year to various organizations. First Tee is one of the ones that we really like a lot.
Well, I want to thank you for this time that you've given us, a remarkable story. yours is remarkable and interesting in and out of itself, and then how you're connected to these people of wealth and how it's made such a major impact in the country and in particular here too in Tulsa. Thank you for sharing. And I got to say, you wrote the story of your life, which I used some of this to prompt, but I have never seen anybody write with such detail as you did, and your children have got to be happy. It took you, I think, a year to do this.
Yes, it did.
And maybe that can encourage other people to do the same, but you have such a memory for detail. And I must tell people again, I mean, you are 82 years old, but you're 82 years young.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I hope I can continue to stay involved. I love being involved in the community and the opportunity that Reynolds and Burnson both have given me to do this kind of work. It's very rewarding, you can imagine.
Right. Well, thanks for sharing your story here with Voices of Oklahoma. Now many, many people will hear it for generations to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome.